Okay, today's daf Ayin Ches. We are on Ayin Zayin number B's by the first wide line, by the two dots. And today we'll learn for Fu Shleim for Shimon Tzvi Ben Peril. Lo yomer adam le'ishto b'Shabbos. A person shouldn't say to his wife on Shabbos, Mufar l'chi, b'tel l'chi, k'derech sh'amal l'vachal. A person shouldn't say to his wife, okay, you made a neder, it's mutter, it's batel. Do you say it during the weekday? Ella, omar la, rather he should tell her, Tali v'achli, Tali v'shasi, go eat and go drink, v'haneder batel me'elav, and the neder is batel on its own. Why? Says the Ran, in the Ran of Tanya, lo yomer adam l'ishto, mufar b'shabbos, l'chi, batel l'chi, k'derech sh'amal l'vachal, why can't you say, why it has to be a different lashon? Lav mishum gzeira the heter and the darim the chachamu. Nothing to do with that. What does covered Shabbos mean?
You don't think like that.
The ha'tna, the ha'kivon, the amala, tali, achli, tzarech haShabbos hu. I feel a little b'sheilu shari. Even if you, that nothing. He's making a distinction between whether it's a chacham or a father, because the chacham is called sheila. You undo it from retroactively, and if for a father or a husband, it's from it's going forward. Now, at the time of the milsa, given the efsher l'shanuye mishaninon. On Shabbos, you do things different. Even things like being made for another, it's different. You wear different clothing, right? You have different values. It's all different. It's a different, different day of the week. That's all it's about.
Now, is that a good thing that he's made for? She feels strongly about mm-hmm. that.
That's the Torah. That's the Torah.
I know. His husband is that like promoting Shalom Bayis. I want to not do that. And he said, oh, honey.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go me.
Yeah, because Shalom Bayis is not governed by the year 2015. That's why.
No, I'm just saying. Is that a positive thing in our relationship or not?
I don't know. Amar Rav Yochanan. V'tzarech sheyitpal yivatel belibo. But he has to be mevatel the neder in his heart. Tanya. Beshamay omrim. Beshabbos mevatel belibo. On Shabbos, he's about to let in his heart. Bachal motzi b'svasav. And during the weekdays, he has to say it straight out with his lips.
That's separate thing.
Separate thing. Even on a weekday, you can be about to let in your heart. Even on a weekday. You don't have to say the words. Ve'ein tzarech lahotzi b'svasav. You don't have to say it. You don't have to.
So we trust him that he had
correct. Amar of Yochanan, Chacham. Okay, that's the end of that topic. But there are so many things that you can, that there are questions. Can you do or can you not do with your machshavas? So this is on the list. Could be you could do it with a machshava alone is enough.
Didn't we have a whole discussion way back?
Yeah.
What people will think. He has to tell her.
By the way, I was mavatal your neder. She see, I didn't hear. No, I did it. But I did it. I did it in my mind.
I thought of it exactly.
I didn't. He has to tell her. She has to know. But I didn't hear you say anything. You're right, you didn't hear me. I didn't say it. I just was about to believe.
How does a thought undo a statement?
What?
How does a thought undo a statement?
But
it's a statement versus a statement. Here it's a thought undoing a...
So, I told you, this goes by thoughts all the time. When you daven, how about just thinking about it? Why not? Why? Same thing by learning.
I always thought
machshon. Right, people learn. They don't say it. They just read it. What?
Machshon is k'maaseh.
No, they don't. Really? Only for mitzvot. For mitzvot, right? Okay, but you hear what I'm saying? It's not such a far thing from thinking it to saying it. Not so far. Right? Okay, so he said he thought about it. Oh, well, we're not assuming that someone's lying. He never said it. Why didn't he say it? He forgot. But in his mind, it was mavatel already. So, not such a crazy thing. Right? That's the teller. And she said, well, I didn't hear. Yeah, you're right, I didn't hear. I didn't believe her. Okay. Okay, new topic.
Exactly.
Amar of Yochanan, Chacham Sha'amar Balashan Baal, Ubal Sha'amar Balashan Chacham, Lor Maklum. If a Chacham says it like a Baal, or a Baal says it like a Chacham, it's nothing. Titani, Zeh Hadavar. It says in the Torah, Zeh Hadavar. Hachacham matir. A chacham is matir it from retroactively. V'ein habal matir. The Baal doesn't do matar matir. It's called being mefer. Nashiachal, I would have the following kal v'chomer. I'm not 100% sure about this kal v'chomer. Ma chacham she'ein mefer matir. A chacham can't be mefer. He can only be matir it from retroactively. So Baal she'mefer. A Baal can do afara. Ain't no din she'matir. So for sure he can do matir. Why is that for sure? Why is that for sure? I don't get it. I don't really get it.
I don't get it either.
Anyway, no one explains it. No one rather than say anything. Anyway, I would have thought that Talmud Lomar Zehadavar. That's why it says Zehadavar. Chacham matir v'ein bal matir. Only the Chacham can do it that way, and the Baal cannot do it that way. I know, now we're going to have the exact opposite. But let's tell you Yiddach. Zadavar. It says Zadavar. Baal Mefer. The Baal could be Mefer it. Ve'na Chacham Mefer. And the Chacham cannot be Mefer it. Why? Sheyachol. I always think it's opposite. Ma Baal. She'ein Matir. Mefer. The Baal can't be Matir it, but he can be Mefer. So Chacham She'matir. Ain't no din she'ye Mefer?
It's the exact opposite.
Talmud Lomar, it's the exact opposite. Now we'll learn the other person. The first one was the Baal. Now it's the Chacham. Talmud Lomar, Zad Dover, Baal Mefer, in Chacham Mefer.
Because there's a difference between Mefer and.
I know there's a difference. Why is one better than the other? By the way, I would say that Matar is better. Because Matar undoes it retroactively. Retroactively. That's better. So what kind of Kalvachomer was his first Kalvachomer? If the Baal can be made for it, so for sure he can be master it, why for sure? Just the opposite. The second one, better. Because the second one, okay, I understand. The Baal, the Chacham is...
Okay, I'll tell you why. First, yeah?
Only the husband can do that. And by a Chacham, anyone can do it.
Exactly.
Anyone is a Chacham. Okay, here. Something to go ahead and say.
I hear.
That's a good point. So I'm not sure that each one has a mile and each one has a mile. Okay. Anyway, these are all having meanings which are all rejected. Talmud Lomar Zadavar Baal Mefer and Chacham Mefer. Very good. Now, classic Gemara is going to bring out a Gzeirah Shava from left field. Mamish left field. Nemar Khan Zehadavar. It says over here by Nadarim Zehadavar. The Nemar Lahalon, and it says over there, over where? A Shchut Echut. It says you're not allowed to shecht karbonos outside the Beis HaMikdash. It says over there, Zehadavar B'Shchut Echut. It says Zehadavar B'Shchut Echut. Shchut Echut means shechting karbonos outside. You're allowed to go to a slaughterhouse and shecht animals. That happens in America all the time, but not karbonos. And if you do that, you get kares. I think. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Ma shchut echot, just like my shchut echot, it was Aaron Uvanov v'chol Yisrael. Anybody, af parshas nedarim, so too parshas nedarim is Aaron Uvanov v'chol Yisrael. Everybody in the Torah is under the din of nedarim. Why would I think otherwise?
What is this, a hekish?
That's a Gzeirah Shava. Gzeirah Shava.
Tell you that everyone's included?
Yeah. Because I'll tell you why. Because Ma Kan Roshi HaMatos, but by the Dorm it says Matos, Roshi HaMatos, which means the leaders. Hashem, the Parsha of Matos, called Parsha Matos, the Parsha there is Hashem tells the leaders, I'm going to teach you in the Dorm. Why is it leaders? So we'll see in a minute why. Af Lahalan Roshi HaMatos, so too, when it comes to Shchut Echot, the leaders were told about it. It's a leader's issue. What does that mean? What? So the Dorim says that's the Parsha of Matos. Parsha of Matos starts off, Hashem, Moshe tells the Matos, the leaders, the following parsha of the Dorm. And everyone asks, why the leader told the Dorm? So this is the Gemara. Rashi says why. And now we're making the Gzeirah Shava to Shchut Echot. Why? Parsha of the Dorm, Lamai Hilchaza. What do we need to know? What for reason is it told to the Matos? Amar Acha Bar Yaakov Lahachshir Shlota Hadyotos. You want to undo a neder, you need leaders. What? Shlosh Hadyotos. You need three people. You need three people. Three people. Says the Ran. Says the Ran over here. Amar Acha Bar Yaakov Lahachshir Shlosh Hadyotos. Hi Hadyotos to Amrinan. Lo Kul Hadyotos Ksherin. It can't be any three bums. Can't be any three bums in the streets. Ella Hanu Dechi Misabri Le Mi Svari. They have to know something. Some Svara. They just can't be three, three unemployed people that are total aberrants. I'll have them.
Come. That doesn't make any sense. The next three words in the world.
What?
That doesn't make any sense, you said.
Well, one second. Okay, we're going to get to that in 2 seconds. Okay, the Sivna, Perakabar Nadarim. They have to know something about Nadarim. They have to know something. They don't have to be three Gedolei Adar that you don't need. You don't even need three people in Sanhedrin. You need three people that know something. They're not really comparable. What does that have to do with Shchut Echutz? Does Shchut Echutz Kulu Shavi? Anybody can be over Shchut Echutz? Not even a Amaretz. Anybody can do that. V'lo mukmi gzira shava. So what kind of gzira shava is this? Lo kasha midi. Don't ask me that kasha. The memela. What? The memela mashma haikadine v'haikadine. You're right. They have separate halachas. Enochanami. They have separate dinim. Anyone can be over shul dechutz. You don't have to be somebody. Anybody. The hadyotos the giri kule hai. Hadyotos are even worse. Da filu. Ki masbere lahu lo svari savi. You tell they don't know anything. They don't know how to learn. They don't know svaris. They don't know. They don't know how to listen to a woman or anybody after all, and try to undo the net. No. The bahasa pshita nahi ninu upashitna de lochazi lahat in the darim. They can't be mat in the darim. The lo the kivun de lo savri klal afilu kashem matirin enyo de mamatirin. Even if they're going to sit in the bed, they don't know what they're doing. So they don't. They can't count. So it's not really there. Shav anymore. Says the Ran, don't worry about that. Basically what he says, right? It's not a Tzir Shav anymore. They're not the same halachas. Anybody can be over Shchut Echutz. Not anybody can be a Matan Adar. You have to be somebody, right?
Aristotle, you know, showed me on the Parsha.
Yeah.
That why are you directing to the Rashi Matas?
Right.
Typically, who makes the promises and promises? The political leaders say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that.
That's a beautiful part.
Right.
That's a drush.
Okay.
There's also a drush.
I know, but it's a nice
shot. It's a very nice shot. Very nice shot. It's a nice shot. Right? Who's the one who's making promises? The politicians.
Right.
So they're being warned. Okay, it's very nice. Fine. Yeah. Yeah. So 1 second. So Amar of Chista. 1 second. V'aroshi matos ksiv. But it says matos. How can you tell me it means anybody? So Amar of Chista. V'item Rav Yochanan. V'yachid mumche. Right, Yachid Mumche. What does it mean, Yachid Mumche? What can the answer is that? So the Ran says, Kivin de Xerishava, Rabbi had Yodos, Rosh Yamatos, Mamam Elohu. There's a Xerishava, and then there's a limiting thing. There's a Xerishava, Shchut Echutz, seems to imply anybody. Then Rosh Yamatos seems to limit, not anybody, only Rosh Yamatos. What's the pshat? So, it's Lukumilatavaihu, I can make both be true. How so? Rosh Yamatos be Yachid. When is it a Matos? Even one person can be matan neder. When? That's got to be a real matos. A real leader. A real gadol. A real tzaddik. A real talmid chacham. Then he can do it by himself. If it's not a real talmid chacham, you need three people that are not bums. Three good guys. Right? Hadyotos b'shlosha. Hadyotos is three. Where'd three come from? Why three? Why not 20? V'chi, tema, t'lasa menolach. Where'd three come from? Well, kivon de mefakas le michad. Once we're not having one anymore, we're out of the parsha of one, right? So akimna t'lasa kein besin. Make it three like a besin. That's why there are three. Exactly. That's not really a besin. But there's no such thing as two people in a besin. So if it's not going to be one, so if you want to go to the Gadol Adar, he can do it himself. If you don't have him, you have three people in the shul, three good, solid people that know svaras, and they learn, they know something, you can go to them. Very good. And of course, this has nothing to do really with Shchut Echutz, because Shchut Echutz anybody can be over, as the Ram pointed out. Now, Rashi Amatos b'Shchut Echutz l'may hilchasa? Why does it say Rashi Amatos b'Shchut Echutz? What is that teaching me? I'm making the same zero shavah. So it's as if it says it over there. What does it mean? Amar sheshes lomar sheyesh sheila behektish. that you can undo Hekdesh. Right? You donate something to Hekdesh. You come home, and the rabbi says, what? You donated my grandmother's earrings to Hekdesh? How could you do such a thing? You better go get them back. So, okay, go to the Chacham. Even though it's to Hekdesh, I undo it. By the way, why would I think you can't undo it? Because Beis Shammai holds you can't undo it. Right? Ulu Beis Shammai, the Amri, ain't shayla behekdesh. There's no such thing. Once you donate something to Hekdesh, you can't get it back. Rashi Amatos, Tiktiv, Beshchut Echutz, Lamai Hilchaza. So what does Rashi Amatos, Beshchut Echutz teach me? The answer is, Beis Shammai, less Luke Zereshava. He doesn't hold from that Zereshava. So to him it's not a kasha.
Isn't that Tmura? I say this cow is a carbon, and I say, oh, I change my mind, I want that cow.
So they're both. No, that's talking about a carbon. This is a donation. It's a donation. This is a donation. I donated my wife's earrings to Hekdesh.
If you can't undo what? You can knock or something.
So according to Beis Shammai, you can't undo it. So we don't hold like him. We hold like Beis Hillel.
No, I'm saying a carbon, you can't undo that. Can you?
I'm not sure. If it doesn't have a mum, I don't think you can. Right? No. I don't think so. I'm not 100% sure. Yeah. What? Now, that davar parshas adorim l'may ktiv. So now, according to Beis Shammai, what does he do with the pasuk of that davar? Doesn't hold the gzeir shava. So lomar chacham matir ve'ein bal matir, bal mefer ve'ein chacham mefer. That's the same thing. Only a chacham can be matir, and only a husband can be mefer. That davar adavar b'shchut echutz l'may hilchasa. What about that davar b'shchut echutz? What does that teach you? Lomer al shchita chayev ve'ein chayev al amalika. That you only chayev on shchita, not on malika. If someone does malika on a bird outside the Beis HaMikdash, someone does that with the intention of bringing a bird carbon, you're not chayev for that. Why? You're just not. Only shchita you can't do outside, not malika. Malika is no such thing. What is it? You're just killing the animal. So that doesn't make the animal edible. Shchita, even if it's for a carbon, makes the animal edible at least. So, therefore, various reasons, there's no such thing as malika.
There's a pasuk on this.
What?
You can only do an ox, so it can't be a bird.
Right?
So why?
Fine.
So why would a Baal want to be matir?
It can't be matir.
Why would he want to be? Is he easily say it's nothing?
I don't know.
What is matir?
So we don't really learn what the nitty gritty differences are.
I'm doing it from the start. Does that mean matir? Or mean?
That's one thing it means. What else does it mean? I don't know. It looks like it never happened.
Okay, so he can't do that.
He can't do that. He has no power to do that. Only a chacham could do that. But like you said before, when it comes to a chacham, you have to give reasons. Here, there's no reasons. So each one's got pluses and minuses.
I thought we said
in
the
morning
we had like a 2 weeks ago that if he says something, an old question, if he goes away and says, all the dharma are made from right now.
Right.
If someone could say, and me too. At least I'll always, is it from the beginning?
Right, right, right. No, so the question was, does it exist for 1 second? We didn't answer that question, did we?
No, but now we're saying he does. Because a Baal can't be matir, he's going to be maker going forward. So I mean, it exists till he's maker.
Yes, we brought that as a raya, I think, I remember. I don't remember, yeah, I don't remember. Okay. El the Beis Shammai, Lahash Shagim Yotas Menolam. How do you know you can be matched with 300 Yotas? How do you know that? Nafkaluhu Midurv Asi Bar Nason. Diksiv, it says, okay, we have a whole long thing. What are we getting to? We're getting to how do you know that how does Beis Shammai know you can be matched here? Gimel, 300 Yotas is enough. It says, Roshi Matos. How do I know 3 is enough? So we're going to have a whole long Gemara now, and the Gemara is not going to really make too much sense until we get to the end. It says like this, Diksiv, Vaidaber Moshe Mordei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. Vaidaber Moshe Mordei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. Vatanya, Rabbi Yosef Aglili Omer, Rabbi Yosef Aglili says a statement which is very difficult. It says, Mordei Nemru, Velo Nemra, Shabbos Bereshit Imohen. In Parshas Emor, Shabbos is not mentioned. Now between me and you, Shabbos is mentioned. Shabbos is mentioned. So what does he mean by that? We're going to see in a minute. Benazai Omer, Moadei Nemru, Volonemar Parshas Nedarim Imohem. But Moadim are mentioned, but the Nedarim are not mentioned. It's also not true. In Parshas Pinchas, the end of Pinchas is all the Karbonos for Yontif, and right after that is Nedarim. It's Matos. It's Nedarim. So, funny thing. You have two... So Rabbi Yosi makes a statement that both of them don't seem to be right. Number one, he says in Emor there's no Shabbos, it's not true. And number two, by Yontif there's no Nedarim, it's also not true. So Rabbi Yosi bar Nosson Kashale Hamas Nisa, he had a kasha about this. Doesn't make any sense. Also, on our dog, the midrash of Sheshit Salashkei, Sheshit couldn't answer it. I don't even mean by that. What did Rabbi Yosi mean by that? Asa Abasre Lemechuzah. So he went to Mechuzah. Amalei. He said, look this. He said that the Torah in Emor only mentions Yom Tovim and not Shabbos. Voksiv Shabbos Imahem. Shabbos is there. Shabbos is there. Vesu also. Mo'ad Hashem Nemru. V'lo Nemru Parshas Nedarim Imahem. What? Mo'ad Hashem I mentioned and not Parshas Nedarim? Va'mistura Ksiva. What is the word? What, how do they change the word Mistura?
Written by its side.
It's written by its side. It's right there. Parshas and Parshas Matos. Right after the Pinchas and all the Karbanos comes Matos. So what do you mean they're not near each other? They are. So, Elohi Ketani. Here's what he meant to say. Mo'ad Hashem Tzrich and Kiddush Bezdin. This is what he meant to say. Of course Shabbos is in Parshas Emor. He knew Parshas Emor. What he meant to say was, in order to get a Yontif, you must have a Bezdin. Without a Bezdin, or without what we have today, which is a built-in Bezdin, basically, you can't have a Yontif. Right? Shabbos, Bereshit, ain't Tzrich and Kiddush Bezdin. You don't need a Bezdin for Shabbos. What? You just have to count. Shabbos is Shabbos. It'll come no matter whether you like it or not. Mo'ad Hashem Tzrich and Mumcha. Mo'ad Hashem require a mumcha.
They bring up Kiddush HaKodesh. They're talking about this when Yom Tov is. Talking about Kiddush HaKodesh.
Correct. Because without being Mekadesh the Chodesh, without ushering in Nisan, you're not going to have Pesach. It'll just continue. I don't know what's going to happen. Like, what would happen? It'll be Adar forever?
No, it's Mishnah. It says they were not being back full. They would get it, but they would get it one day.
Right.
Or any other Yom Tov for that matter.
What?
You wouldn't have any other Yontif.
That's exactly the point. Okay. That's exactly the point. You need to be Mekadesh to Chodesh to get the right month, to get the right Yontif.
Because
he made a statement. Rabbi Yossi made a statement. He said, in Parshas Emor, it only mentions Yontif, it doesn't mention Shabbos. That's not true.
Right.
If you open a Chumash, it does mention Shabbos.
Right.
What he meant was, Yontif has to be sanctified through Kiddush HaChodesh, and Shabbos doesn't. That's what he meant. That's not what he said at all. That's what he meant to say.
Okay.
Right? And what about his statement that there's no such thing as Nedarim near Yontif? That's also not true. Pinchas goes right into Matos. They're right next to each other. What he meant was, Mo'ad Hashem Tzrichin Mumcha. Mo'ad Hashem require a Mumcha. V'ein Parshas Nedarim Tzrichin Mumcha. And Parshas Nedarim doesn't need a Mumcha. Rather, Afilu Bezdin Ed Yotos, even Ed Yotos. And this is Beis Shammai's Makar, who doesn't learn from the Gzeirah Shavah of Shechut Echot, that what? That even the Yodos is good enough to be Matir in the Darim. Very good. Now the Gemara asks the exact same question we asked on the Gzeirah Shavah. V'aparshas Nedarim Roshi HaMatos Ksiv. Parshas Nedarim is talking about Matos, which means leaders. How could you tell me it's talking about Hedyotos? Amr v'chistav, itim rav yochanan b'yachid mumcha, by a yachid mumcha. What does it mean, yachid mumcha? If you have a mumcha, a real talmud chacham, then even one person can be matarit. That's what it means, Moshe Matos. Even one matah, even one leader. If you don't have that, you need three hedyotos. This gigantic run here has a whole machlokes, whole discussion back and forth with the Rambam about smuchin, how you get someone has smicha and mumchin and all this whole discussion. You know? The whole tangent about dayanim, they have to be smicha, we don't have that anymore today. Mumchin, the whole machlok is about that. Okay, enough to do it. Okay? Now really, the we're going to start a Gemara now, and you're all going to jump on me. This is against the halacha. At the end of the daf, at the end of tomorrow, the Gemara is going to make it a tiyufta like five times. So don't ask me why.
This is why I think when we're about to start it next week.
Wait, stopped here? Okay, so we have a few minutes. You can start it.
Good. You shouldn't attack me.
So you'll see the question. Amr of Yichanina, Hashoseik Almanas Lemekat. If somebody is silent, a wife comes to her husband and says, you don't want to say, I made an eder. What did you make an eder about? I made an eder, I'm never going to cook for you again. So he says, okay, I'll let you know. And Shosek, Almanas Lemekat, and for purposes of torturing her. Just to torture her. Right? Again, there are three reasons you can be Shosek. either you're going to be Mekayimit, either you're going to be Mevatalit, or you're going to be Mevatalit but you're doing it to torture. Don't tell her now. Let her suffer for 23 and a half hours.
And what is she saying? Yeah, she also tortured him.
Why?
Okay,
but she has to tell him about it in the Nedarim. Right? So she had a fight. She made a Nedar like this. And she says, by the way, I made a Nedar like that. What are you going to do about that? Right? This is, I'll let you know. So, Rabbi Chanina makes a statement. If you're shozek al manas lemekat, mayfair, he could be made for it, afil mikan v'ad yud yamim, even 10 days later. We know it can only be 24 hours. This is going to be a tiyofta. This whole question, this whole statement is going to be disproven. Okay? Now, what does the Ran say? Look at the Ran on the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yochanan shozek al manas lemekat. He says, kidei lahaknet ishto. I haven't changed the word in English. It means to torture her.
Provoke her.
To stress her, exactly. Shetehei Shavura, she thinks, Shadaito, Makayev, Nidareha. She thinks he's being Makayevit. Right? After all, he didn't say anything. Vahu Enom is Chavin Lakach. He doesn't want to do that. Ella Shapi, Ella Sheyefer Lo Lacha Mikayev. He'll be made for it later. He doesn't want to tell her. So, even 10 days later, he can be made for it. How can it be 10 days later? So, Masav Rava, 1 second. Amasai Amru. Now, we had, when the husband dies or the father dies. So, if the husband died, the rights revert to the father. If the father died, it didn't happen to the husband. So, what did we say? We said, Amasai Amru Meis Habal. When do we say that if the husband died? Nisrokna Rishus Lav. Then the rights revert to the husband. Bisman Shalosh Habal. If the husband didn't hear about it, didn't have a chance to hear about it, right? Oh, or Sheshama, or he heard about it, Veshasak, and he didn't have a chance to say anything. Oh, or Sheshama, Vehefer, he was heard about it, and he was made for it, Umeis Bo Bayom, but he didn't survive the day, so his Mefer was really in limbo, because it wasn't a 24-hour Mefer, because he died that day. In all these cases, the rights reverted to the father, right? Avo, but, Shama Vakayim, if he heard, he said, oh, I like that Neder. Oh, Shoshama v'shosak, and he was silent, umeis, bayom zo achrov, and he died the next day, ein yachal hafer. Right? Ein yachal hafer. He can't be made for it. My lav, doesn't that mean, b'shosak al-amas, al-manas, l'megat? Wasn't he shosak on the condition to torture her? And what do you see from here? And the father, and the rights do not revert to the father. So what do you see? That even shtika al manas lemekat is considered a shtika, right? So where's his law? That's not the case. B'shosik al manas lemek lekayim. He did it on to shosik with the intent of being mekayim.
How do you know?
What?
How would you know that?
Well, trying to bring a raya to the question. The question was: if someone says I'm quiet to torture my wife, it's going to be for later. But you see, Mir, it's not true. How do you know? You don't know. That's why there's not a raya.
I'm saying, if someone's quiet, how do you know if they're...
We don't know. But we're trying to corner it. Maybe with the case, well, this is his case, was we did Lemekat, and what do you see? The Lemekat torturing and being silent for no reason is the exact same thing. So who said? Maybe he was Shosek with the intent of being Mekayimit. Meaning, this price is not a proof either way. Because it could mean this and it could mean this. That's all I'm saying. Maybe it could mean this, it could mean that.
I'm saying in general, someone's...
We don't know. We have no idea. We don't know. So how do you know this is it? Maybe it's that? Therefore, this can't be a good raya, right? No, 1 second. I'll tell you why it can't be that. Because ihachi hainu osham of akayim. Then it's the exact same thing. Then the Bryce is saying the same case twice. What was the case? He was silent or he was makayim. If silence means makayim, it's the same thing twice.
It is makayim.
What? It could be Mekayim. We don't know what it is. It could be. It could be Mbuckle.
Silence is limbo. We don't know.
Exactly.
It's not a given in the dark.
Exactly. It's not a given in the dark. So we say he was silent or he was Mekayim. Now, if silence means Mekayim, we're saying the same thing twice. So that's what maybe it means, no, he was torturing her. Right? Ihochi haino oshama Mekayim. Ella b'shosek stam. You're right. What must it be? Shosek stam. So it's not.
What does
stam means? I don't know. I don't know what it means. I'm silent. I don't know what it means. Right?
I don't know what it means.
What?
I don't know.
You don't know why. Not that you don't know what it means. You don't know why you're shushing.
Right, exactly. Well, I don't, yeah. He comes over. I don't know. Let me think it over.
Exactly.
Let me think it over. I'm not going to say anything now. I don't.
So going back to the original case that we had.
Yeah.
What did we? That dies.
Yeah.
What should do?
Who dies
then? Who dies?
The husband. So that's what the Mishnah said. If the husband dies, it reverts to the father.
No, forget it. She's older. She's 14, 15.
Oh, years. She's 25 years old?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know.
Right.
It's a good question. I don't know.
What's the difference?
That question has nothing to do with this Gemara.
Who cares? He's dead.
No. It's a general question. What happens if the husband dies?
No, not really.
That question has nothing to do with this Gemara. Now he asks a general question. She makes an answer. The husband dies. She's 50 years old.
So you know what? The answer is very split.
No.
Right?
I hear what he's saying.
He was quiet. What does that mean?
So now he's a good point. So what do you see from there? That death, we don't know what death does. We don't know the halacha.
Throws it off.
Right, I hear. So anyway, so just to give you a heads up, we'll stop here. Tomorrow, the Gemara is going to refute this statement 5 times. All right? We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.